بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. We're discussing some فضائل الأعمال, the فضائل and the virtues of Ramadan. Thus far the ahadith that we have read in regards to the month of Ramadan, and especially the last 10 nights, which are the nights of عتق من النار, where a person can secure his salvation and his emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. If we look at the ahadith and the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the month of Ramadan, if we try to understand the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what he understood of these 10 nights and the entire month. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they understood of this 10 nights in the whole month of Ramadan, we haven't understood as yet. We're still not sure. As you say, Abi Hamshak Meher, we're still in doubt. Really, there's so much in these 10 nights. It's beyond our comprehension. What Allah Ta'ala has really kept in these 10 nights. It's just for us now to exert ourselves as much as we can. We try to comprehend. Like somebody asked one time, Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, in the aeroplane, the person was a scientist. He said that we, the non-Muslims, have advanced in dunya. We built aeroplanes, we built the spaceship, and now we reach right till the moon. What have you people done? The boys go to Darul Ulum, they study Ulum, sciences, Quran and Hadith. We reached the moon. How far are you all gone? So Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that we've gone beyond the moon. We've gone to the creator of the moon. It's beyond what you can even comprehend. We've gone way beyond that. You're studying the development of the child in the embryo of the mother. Start studying it now from the time inception takes place. We know from before that. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تَرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَنْتَشِرُونَ Quran takes us right from the beginning before the child goes into the womb of the mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ from among the signs of Allah. The Creator is telling you where he starts from. Your science is telling you where he's taking off from. We're going way beyond that and way after that. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and خَلَقَكُمْ Allah says, Allah created you. Who can tell you better the entire documentary besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa Hazrat Allah says, دَمَ بَرَكَاتُهُ that we like to see documentaries. Now then listen to Allah ta'ala's documentary with the open heart. Allah Ta'ala complains in Quran Sharif also, وَكَأَيِّ مِنْ آيَةٍ بِالسَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا There's so many signs of mine in the skies and the earth. يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا You pass by them. وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِدُونَ But they just turn away from them. They don't see anything. They're only seeing science, they're seeing geography, and they're seeing different sciences of dunya. The sciences of dunya, Hazrat says, just study them, no problem. Study science, geography, but don't minus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Said, we have to know these things to know the works of Allah, how Allah Ta'ala works the system. And then fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, how you do this and how you do this and how you do that. This is only one planet. This is just one small planet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of. Besides, there's so many millions, different types of creations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sustaining. So Allah Ta'ala says, there's so many of my signs, fi samawati wal ard, in the skies and the earth, yamurruna alayha, insan passes upon them, wa hum alha mu'ridun, and he gives no attention. Doesn't even look for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, min ayatihi, from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and khalaqakum, that Allah Ta'ala created you. Min turabin, not from the semen, from sand. Allah goes from before that. Min turabin, from the sand. Allah Ta'ala skips everything. ثُمَّ thereafter, إِذَا suddenly you became insan spread out in the world. Allah Ta'ala cuts all in between. Different ayat Allah Ta'ala discusses. That from there I took you and look at your end result. You just spread out in the world. All of a sudden, how you came into existence. Who's controlling? Who's doing everything? Who's nourishing? Who's taking care of all your internal needs, external needs? Only Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. These are all signs of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So the intellect of man is very limited. It's very limited. Iman is in the ghaib. We believe it. And we do it. To question too much, to think too much. But what the point is that these nights of Ramadan and this entire month also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he understood the value of these nights. To just sleep the entire 10 nights, woke up the entire family. Now is the time to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Nabi alayhi salatu salam, ma'asum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven all his sins, all his errors, all his mistakes, all his shortcomings completely. But then too, at what speed he was moving. Then he would say also, I make istighfar 100 times a day. Nabi alayhi salatu salam says, I make istighfar 100 times a day. Here Muhaddisin explain why Nabi alayhi salatu salam makes istighfar. Because he was climbing all the time the ladder of ma'rifat. Recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time was climbing. So when he looked back, it was like darkness. It was like darkness. So he made istighfar for that. Ya Allah, I didn't recognize you. Ma arafnaka haqqa ma'rifatik. Ya Allah, we haven't recognized you as you ought to be recognized. La nuhsi thanan alik. Anta kama athnita ala Allah. We don't know how to praise you, Allah. We haven't learned, we don't know how to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you are as you praise yourself. Yeah, well, Shaykh also says, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah says, praise me, then we know insan when he falls in love, what poetry he writes, whether it's correct or incorrect. If Allah ta'ala left it to us now to praise him, we can imagine now what words will come out with, whether he's befitting the shan, the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, no. I want you to praise me, but I'll teach you the words also. I will even teach you the words how to praise me. On the beloved tongue, and the pure tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, learn how to praise me. So you know how to praise me correctly, so you'll earn my pleasure. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what enjoyment they got in the month of Ramadan, it wasn't a burden for them. Ibadat was not a burden. Quran tilawat was not a burden. Dhikrullah was not a burden. It was a burden for them now to leave the masjid. Hakim sahab rahimullah used to explain, bi dhikri la tatma'innu al-qulub. That listen, open your ears. Ala bi dhikri Allah. B means with the dhikr of Allah. Hakim Sahib Rahimullah is explained this. B has a meaning of fi dhikri Allah. As-samaku ya'ishu filma. Arabic we say as-samaku ya'ishu filma. That the fish live in the water. If you take him out of the water, he's restless. This Quran demands the same thing. That a mu'min is only with sukoon, itminan, chain, peace of mind when he's immersed in the dhikr of Allah. When he's not in the dhikr of Allah, then he's perturbed. He's restless. He doesn't get restless, then iman ki kamzori. His iman is so weak. It's so difficult to get to the masjid, to get to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every amal of ours, bismillah, durud sharif, bismillah, durud sharif. Sitting in the car, bismillah. This should be in our tongues all the time. Zakim sahab rahimullah should teach us also. Whenever you get a chance, say, Ya Halimu, Ya Kareemu, Ya Wasi'a al-Maghfir. Call unto Allah, tabarak. We get a habit. Ya Halim, the most tolerant one. Ya Kareem, the most kind one. Ya Wasi' al-Maghfira, the one whose forgiveness is most vast. You're calling unto Allah tabarak wa ta'ala all the time. Allah will keep his doors open all the time. Ni'mas will be pouring down. Because the whole day you're calling to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ya Halim, Ya Kareem, Ya Wasi' al-Maghfira. This is consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once a pious person is walking and he sees a young boy. The rest of the boys are playing. He sees the boy is very serious, not playing. Why aren't you playing? So this young boy says to this wali of Allah, have you come to play? Have you come to play in this world? He says, you're a young man. He says, I'm fearful. He says, of what? He says, my mother is ta'alim at home. And Allah is ta'alim at home, and we hear about the fire of Jahannam, how people will burn in there. But you're a young boy, you've got no sins. He says, no. I see my father at home, when he burns the fire, he puts in the twigs first to start the fire. I'm afraid Allah will use the children first. There's no time to play. There's no time to play. But that consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come into our heart, get this young boy now, what taqwa, what iman he has. What iman he has, Allah forgive us now. Where are we putting our children? Coaching. Sending them for coaching. My son got chosen for so and so team. Whether salah time. Whether it's time now to make wuzu, go to the masjid, read salah. The soccer field and the cricket pitch, is that a place of namaz? We have a specific place where we perform our salah. Is that the place? We haven't been sent to play. We've been sent now to make our akhirat. There we can play how much we want. As Hadrat says also, just tell yourself that Yusuf Jannat is 2.5 minutes away, Zara Sabar Kar, little bit patience will be there. So much to invest in dunya, emotions, financially, physically, so much of investment in dunya, 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 dunya. But the reality is, Hazrat Wala says that dunya is dawlat. Dawlat means wealth. If you just change the word a bit, dawlat becomes dawlat, two kicks. Because the dawlat will give you two kicks because you got two bottoms. When you go in the qabr, he'll tell you, you get. I'm not coming with you. You work so hard for me, I'm not coming with you. So I'm going to come with you at all. Hadith Sharif says that when a person goes into the qabr, that everything, his wealth goes with him, family goes with him, and his amal go with him, his family and his wealth return, amal stay with him. Amal stay with him. But we find that the wealth doesn't go with us nowadays. In the old days, that's how it was. You take all his wealth and go to the qabristan. You take all the wealth and go to the qabristan. The wealth is not going to go with the person into the qabr. He's going to go back home. And the family. Oh, these nights is something to, for us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the reality of life. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa. Ya Allah, show us the haqq as the haqq. Show us the truth as the truth. Ya Allah, what is the truth behind the month of Ramadan? I want to understand this. And when the shock and desire will come into the heart, ya Allah, there's something to get over here. There's something to achieve. There's something for me to attain before the month of Ramadan expires. Our mashayikh also, we find, they understood something. The entire light would come out in the ibadah of Allah without any burden. It was a pleasure. The way they enjoyed themselves. Shaykh Muhammad Faqir, rahmatullah alayh, they say about him, and he used to go to Baytullah. One of the ulama said that we saw him sitting at the back of the mataf, against the wall, squatting, like a real faqir, like a poor man sitting there, looking at the Kaaba Sharif. And tears are flowing down his cheeks. He said, I finished my tawaf, finished my sa'i, finished my umrah, I came back, and he's still sitting there. And tears are flowing. For hours he would sit. For hours he would sit just looking at Kaaba Sharif. What love he was enjoying. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Wala explains also. He said, ever I saw someone crying the love of Allah, was Shaykh Zakariya Saab rahmatullah alayhi, and Hazrat Hakim Saab rahmatullah alayhi. When the thing would hit the heart. So they couldn't contain themselves anymore. See, I saw two of these mashayikh. When they would cry in the love of Allah, the entire body would shake. So Shaykh Zakariya Saab rahimahullah, from Asr to Maghrib, sometime Asr to Isha, he would sit at the road of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the feet Mubarak side, where the feet of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is. They would cover him in a shawl completely. Give him an unstitched lungi, which is very big. The whole duration of time, by the time he finished that period of time of dhikr and crying, that entire lungi was soaked with tears. What love, what muhabbat was penetrating the heart. These are people now who our mashayikh met. We saw them, we met them also. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still kept his muhabbat there. To get the love of Allah. Young man now is proposed to a girl. Why doesn't he proposed also? He said, magaj ni kaam kare, my head not working. Can't sleep, can't eat, can't talk. Own dunis, own fantasy world. All Hazrat says, now this is muhabbat, love. But this is not haram muhabbat. When that muhabbat of that girl comes in the heart, Hazrat gives the example. In the house now he's got a sister, her name is Fatima. But how he calls her? Fati, Fatu, Fatu. These are all different names. Now he's proposed to Fatima. Now he goes to Qari Sahib. Qari Sahib, how you spell Fatima? With a ta or a ta? And how you say it? What's the tajweed of it? Where's the makharij and sifat? How do you say her name? I say it correctly, properly. For all this time, there's no muhabbat because it was his sister. Now he's his future wife. Now the feeling is different in taking the name. Now how he write the name, different calligraphy, etc. Now there's muhabbat. That muhabbat of Allah has to come into the heart. Ya Allah, how can I take your name in a way that you love me, that my heart will open, that the tears will begin to flow. That the love of Allah must come into, penetrate the heart. Then Ramadan will become enjoyable. Now we're waiting not to see the moon of Eid. Already we're calculating now. How many hours will be visibility? Genuine Eid is going to be on Saturday. Say, hundreds. Saturday is Eid. Be prepared. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, has explained the way Saharanpur and Aitikaf. And the news hadn't come as yet. So they're at the Isha Salah. Still waiting for the messenger to come. As the Shaykh says, start Tarawih quickly. We're still in Ramadan. We didn't get the moon sighting news as yet. Start the Tarawih. We're still in Ramadan. Every rakat now, nafil and non-farz is time 70. We're getting the reward. Finish Tarawih also. Then there's somebody coming in, telling, just hold on, read the witr quickly. For us till Ramadan. Then he said, as we saw the moon, he said, Alhamdulillah, we got our Tarawih and our witr. We got an extra day of Ramadan. We say, but just hold on, the message is coming, waiting for Cape Town. What they enjoyed in the month of Ramadan, those tears, that muhabbat, that love that they enjoyed in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there's something to enjoy. Other it says that you find the person, he buys chevra sometime, oh, the pineapple with masala, and he's eating it, and you see him, he's crying. He said, Bichara, see how he's suffering. How he's suffering eating this. He finishes it, he goes buys another one. He said, but what happened? He buys another one. He says, it's enjoyable. I'm enjoying it, although now it's so piri piri and tiku, it's masala, but he's enjoying it. He's in the same way, the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're crying, but the enjoyment in that crying also. How they enjoy themselves in the muhabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us the reality of Allah's muhabbat and His love. And Allah wants us, we impure ones, to connect ourselves to the most pure and become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Allah ta'ala made His muhabbat farz ain. Allah ta'ala made His wilayah to become my friend. His farz upon you to become my friend. If I don't make it farz, you'll never make an effort. Allah ta'ala made it farz to become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. Fallahu huwal waliyu wa huwa yuhyil mawta. Allah is your friend. Allah is the wali. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to become His friend. So as it mentions thereafter, to lose Laylatul Qadr is to lose all good. To lose Laylatul Qadr is to lose all good. As Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that once when Ramadan had begun, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a month has verily come upon you. Look at the understanding of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What is Ramadan? A month has verily come upon you, which is a night, which has a night better than 1,000 months. Whoever misses such a night has lost all that is good. Has lost all that is good. And none loses except he who is really unfortunate. Note, who can have any doubt as to the misfortune of the person who loses the great good of Laylatul Qadr? There are those who during their jobs have to stay awake the entire night throughout the year. But they do it. Because paid ka masla, paisa ka masla hai, we have to do it. Person tells the family, I've got a contract, I've got to go overseas, 6 months, 1 year contract, or 2 year contract. The BV family knows, the father has to go. He's got a contract now, he's got to do with our livelihood. But we make the shkil for 4 months, 4 months, how you leave us like that? When he comes to mal, when he comes to dunya, then husband has to go. She even convinced the parents also, you know, he has to go. He's got a contract. 2 year contract, he has to go. So the value we put to dunya. And then, now we have doubt. Whether really, is it going to be good for us? Yes, this is the best for us. So people, there are many that have to stay awake at night, the entire night for the whole year. How easy should it be for the sake of gaining the reward of over 80 years of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to stay awake for 1 month in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's service? We have to take it upon our hearts that we can do it. Can be done. People are doing it, staying awake the entire night. Futilities, entertainment, etc. As a fisherman, what time are you going tomorrow morning? 2:30 will be up. 2:30, we're packing the van, getting all the rods and we're going. Northwest. They're going now. We're going. So what a difficulty, the cliff, but the enjoyment behind it, packing the car, taking the fridge, and this and that. Then we'll do it. 2:30, we're going. Hardly stop the night, but we're still moving to catch a few fish. There's no desire in the heart to do ibadah because of no interest. If that was present, even 1,000 nights worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be very easy. It is this urgent desire that we must create our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been promised many times that he had nothing to fear in the akhirat. There was no fear upon him. And had been given good news as to high position, maqami mahmood, by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. At night after night he was seeing standing for long periods and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much so that his feet would become swollen. This is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, climbing the stages of ma'rifat. So if only we understand the rewards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for us in the akhirat and even the cash benefits in this world, then a person will want to wake up in the night. One friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to wake up every night for tahajjud. One night he slept through. In his dream he sees himself in Jannah. The damsels of Jannah are playing around. Hasn't seen woman like that before in his life. Then he goes towards them and says, sorry, you can't come here. Why not? Say, you're sleeping tahajjud time. How will you get us? You only reserve for those that wake up for tahajjud. And that night thereafter he never slept. He saw reality. This is real. Allah has kept it there in Jannah. Such women he saw, never saw in his life. So the night, to stay awake at night became easy for him now. It becomes a reality. Among the Muslims, there are many pious saints who copied his example. They were human beings like us, and no one can say that it is impossible for us to have the same desire for worship. It is really a matter of taking this to heart. Please to take it to heart that I can do it. I can do it. Ask many a person that achieved something in dunya, he will say, it was mind over matter. My family was a support to me. My father or my mother. And they gave me the inspiration. And what they say? They made me believe in myself. They made me believe in myself that I could do it. That's how I achieved. For dunya, how they motivating. How they motivating one another. That you believe in yourself that you can achieve those heights. But in deen when it comes, we see in mashwara also. When you make a mashwara. We're in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When you make a mashwara. Brothers, what's your eye? What you think? What's your suggestion? How do we make fikr? Who will do the gush? What time is the gush? And then we see after fajr, all the heads will go down. All the heads will go down. What is your eye? Whatever he says. Whatever he says. By what time is breakfast? And all will wake up. Khana ka masla. What time is breakfast? Menu, then we all wake up. What time is ta'alim? Then the heads will go back down again. So when it comes to deen, unfortunately we become brain dead. When it comes to dunya, then we wide awake. Person wants to buy a house, is driving down the street on a Sunday afternoon, he's seeing all the boards for sale, for sale, for sale. What speed the mind is working? What speed the mind is working? We're looking for a house, the wife and himself. They're looking at the color of the house, double story, single story, cobblestone. And all the different things that we're looking for. The mind is working, the mind is working. Person is looking for a car also. What speed the mind is working, what model, how many kilos, auto, whatever. And when it comes to deen now, then the body becomes heavy, the mind becomes heavy. Because there's no desire, there's no shock. There's no shock, there's no desire. That's why we got to take our time from our dunya to go in the path of Allah, in good company, so that the dil or dimagh, the heart and the mind can be now ignited. That you can start this engine of the heart, the think deen, think sharia, think about the muhabbat of Allah, that I can use my body now in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they were human beings like us. And no one can say that it is impossible for us to have the same desire for worship. It is really a matter of taking this to heart. As I said, they say that they made me believe in myself. I can do it. I can achieve those heights. I can do it for deen also. Little bit good company, take to heart, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the tawfiq. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Get into the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Little bit, take one, two steps towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will open his rahmat. And then we'll see how the doors of Allah ta'ala's muhabbat and love will enter into the heart. Let us look at the example of the following famous pious people of Islam. One such person was Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, having performed his Isha Salah, would return home after Isha Salah and then remain in Salah throughout the night until the Adhan was heard of Fajr. Entire night in Salah. Then this is the example of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who after fasting the whole day, used to spend the whole night in Salah, besides getting a little sleep during the first third of the night. He was a sleep person, he would wake up. Would wake up and thereafter, he would now enjoy himself in the worship of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is well known about him that he used to recite the entire Quran Sharif in one rakat. So Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one rakat, the entire Quran Sharif. How they used to do it, what barakat in their time. These were all possible things that they showed the ummah that they did it. So desire comes into the heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of barakat also. Because I want to get this closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi was been so far as not to sleep at all in Ramadan. King of Balkh gave up everything. Gave up his shahi kapra also. His royal clothing and robes. Put on his sack kurta. And the khajur seeds there just to close it on the top. And when his ministers came to see him sitting by the river like one faqir, the king now looks like a poor person. Say, "Oh king, please come back. We need you to run the country. Kingdom belongs to you. Why don't you come back?" He says, "The kingdom Allah has given me, the kingdom Allah has given me in the spiritual world is better than the kingdom I have back home. What have you here? He was stitching his clothing with a rusted needle. So he threw the needle into the pond, to the river. So the minister asked him, what's this about? So he made alan, he made announcement, please return my needle. He said, 1,000 fish came out with golden needles in their mouth. So Allah has given me this kingdom. He said, I don't want that, I want my rusted one. One fish came and gave him back his rusted needle. He said, Allah is mine and I belong to Allah, Allah belongs to me. Kingdom of the heart, this is. The king of hearts. Not of the people's bodies. That's how our Kabir say also, when a person's yaqeen will come upon dunya, then he'll do anything to keep power. The governments now, they got yaqeen, conviction over their governance. The success is in that. Success is in governance. We have to keep it at all cost. What's the cost? We'll do anything to keep it. Bloodshed, riots, insecurity, load shedding. We'll keep control. Because we got yaqeen in that. We have yaqeen in the promises of Allah. May Allah will give me this. Definitely Allah is kareem. Allah is very kind. I do little amal, Allah gives much reward. He has yaqeen in the promise of Allah. Speaks about it, gives da'wat about it. Has ta'aleem at home. And the yaqeen will come into his heart. Really Allah will give me this reward. He'll give me this reward. Qiyamah's day I'll be looking for one amal. I'll be searching and looking. Just to get now one stage higher or to get my jannat. Allah has given us opportunity now. That's why in the month of Ramadan, Hazrat says there's no time to relax. The two rakats I'm reading is equal times 70. The two rakats is times 70. Farz salah is equal to, the nafil is equal to faraiz. Faraiz equal to 70. He says, now's the time to cash in as much as I can. And Laylatul Qadr, even more than that. As I mentioned now, every night Allah Ta'ala is distributing the money-making machines. The software Allah Ta'ala is the uploading onto your computer. And you just press print and it's printing. Printing the notes. And if it's the opportune time, Laylatul Qadr night, we don't know which portion of the night you might press and a million rand note might be printed. Subhanallah. I was awake that time, I got it. Better you also wake up quickly, open your computer. Maybe you'll get it the right time. Once in a while, that one luck will come. Million rand note. And you made it. Now I can relax. Allah is giving it. Allah is giving us the opportunity to sign this contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi understood this. See how they understood the month of Ramadan. When so far as not to sleep at all in Ramadan, night or day, entire day he would be awake. This is ruhani, spiritual strength, the strength of the heart. What has happened now? The nafs, our inner nafs, carnal desires, has become the rakib, the rider. And this body and our iman and our amal and our limbs have become the conveyance. So the nafs is moving us. The nafs is moving us, do this, do that, go and sleep now. So the body obeys. Because we fed the nafs. We fed the nafs. So they say the child throws a tantrum, don't spoil him. Don't give him what he wants. Because the nafs, even the 2-year-old child has a nafs also. His nafs is very strong. But today we see how cute he is. See how cute. Let him speak all. Full of disrespect. You call his aunties and uncle by their first name. See how cute he is. Disrespect. The nafs is getting more proud. Getting bigger. Before we know it now, he brought up a monster in the house. What happened over here? We thought he was cute. He's no more cute now. So even he has a nafs within him. And how he displays his nafs when he wants to. So we've been feeding the nafs all our life. Now it's time to throttle it in Ramadan. Hold on now. I'm not listening to you anymore now. Now the iman must rule and taqwa must rule. Not the nafs. The nafs, you listen to me. Now iman will tell the nafs, you get moving. Put the limbs into motion now. Get it back onto the musalla. Back into Quran tilawat. Then the spiritual light, Allah will put the nur of taqwa in the heart. The nur of his muhabbat. Then at that nur of the heart, then a person is running on that nur. Then the body has to keep up with the nur. The body is to keep up with the nur of Iman. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi used to recite the Quran Sharif about 60 times during the days and nights of Ramadan. 60 times. Barakat in their time. This is barakat. Besides these, there were countless other pious people who used to act carefully on the order of the Quranic ayat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. The tarkib and how this ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it, the sequence of the words, He gives the meaning of hasar, restriction, absolute restriction in this ayat. Allah Ta'ala says that وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ, I have not created jinn and humans except for my worship. Meaning I have created them only for my worship and nothing else. Only for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we think to ourselves, Ya Allah, you made us to worship you only, but together with that you put needs, zaruriyat, within our lives. We need to sustain ourselves. We need nourishment, we need food. We need the world to carry on. But Ya Allah, you've revealed to us that you made us only for your ibadat. So this should be primary in our life, is only the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything should be secondary. So how do we balance our life now? This is where we all are getting bowled out. Allah Ta'ala says, I want you full time. But Ya Allah, I've got family, then I've got job also, and now to earn a livelihood has become so difficult. But the question is, are we in the right system? Are we in the right system? The system we are in right now is only about 200-300 years old. Where they've given us all these different faculties, the varsities and the degrees, etc., etc. They put us in a complete system, they prepare it from the top, keep the nation sick, keep them like this, keep them as slaves, and work the system. They've got to work our system. So we believed it, nobody questioned it. We took it to heart. This is how it is, this is how we have to live. Nobody went back to the lives of Sahaba. How did they earn? What did they do? What was the environment? How they lived in Barakah? They also had a livelihood. How did they earn? There's much detail into it. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, their education also. They were the most intelligent people that walked the surface of the earth. But then too we have doubt. Really? They were the most intelligent. Most intelligent. So we have to go back to the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Understand the system of Madinah Munawwara. That is a perfect system. The system we're living in is slavery. We know that. That we're battling now, how many are youngsters battling to get for Jumu'ah Salah? I'm working in a company, I can't get off for Salatul Jumu'ah. Comes to examination, Jumu'ah time. Then we change the Jumu'ah times. Did Allah Ta'ala make the system of the world like that? He made it for us. He made the system of the world for us. But we didn't fall into the system, now the system is working against us. So it's a whole tarteeb now for us to get back into the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are some examples of the people of the past. Even in times of evil and corruption, there are people who truly attempt to follow the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and do not allow their jobs nor their comforts to stop them from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Ibn Adam, O son of Adam, spend your time in my worship. Spend your time in my worship. Hazrat tells us also, it's impossible that a person leaves his job or his business to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salah. That he's fulfilling the farz that Allah has put upon him. It is impossible that he's standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah will destroy his dunya. It will never happen. I'm standing before my creator. Will my dunya be destroyed? Allah says, you stand before me, I will take care of you. Outwardly, the nafs and the eyes of dunya will say, you lost. But iman says, I didn't lose. Allah will send it. It will come from somewhere or the other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely will send it back for me. O son of Adam, spend your time in my worship, and I shall bless you with freedom from want. I will bless you with freedom from want, and I shall remove your poverty. Otherwise, I shall load you with lots of work and duties. If you don't free yourself for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no vacuum. Something will fill the spaces. I shall load you with lots of work and duties, while your poverty and needs shall not decrease. Here we are taught to say, in the morning when you wake up, start making niyats already. Innama al-a'malu bin-niyat, whatever a'mal you want to do, make the niyat in the morning. As you wake up, Fajr Salah, you're in motion now. Allah, today all my salat, takbir ula, safi awwal, in the masjid, on time. So all the positive ibadat, my Quran tilawat, my dhikrullah, my akhlaq, my character, make all the intentions. It says, as you make niyats, Allah's help is with your intentions. Allah will help you now. You never made the intention, how are you going to get the help of Allah? So you make the intention, and you see the barakat will come in the time. And then the negatives, Ya Allah, I will not abuse my eyes, I will not abuse my tongue, my heart, I won't speak lies. I won't be vulgar. So make all those also. You made the intention, Allah already rewarded you. That you're not going to do it. After you make all these niyats now, as you're moving, all in your heart, then you say, put the seal on it. You put the seal on it, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. There's no power, there's no might, there's no strength in the entire universe to do any good, nor to refrain from evil, besides from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You hand it over to Allah now. And then you see the barakat in the time. And you see the imani taqat that Allah will give you, because now you tapped into the unseen system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You made the niyats. And we hear the hadith all the time. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. All a'mal are based upon intentions. Whatever intention a man will make, Allah will give him accordingly. You made the niyats. You had the intentions already. Allah will open the way for you. Because now you're speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove your poverty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will free you for His ibadat. How often do we see the reality of this? Some people serve only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while having no job when they're free. Then they come to the masjid and yet we see that they do not need anything. So it should not be mahol or halat kadeen. When some halat come, then I come to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Otherwise I am busy. Dunya will not leave us. We know that. Dunya will not leave. We have to learn to leave before we really have to leave. So we have to make decisions, my dear brothers. Otherwise the life will come out. Next 11 months will continue the same. I don't make the intentions now and the niyats now. Dear Allah, my life is for deen. My family life is for deen. I make some adjustments, some alterations in my life. This fear we have that something will happen to my dunya, nothing will happen to it. How many of us for generations now is saving for a rainy day? The rain came, tsunamis came also. But those gold coins are coming down now from my great-grandfather's time. That time he bought it for some pennies. And they saved it in case something had to happen. And it's still coming down with the gold coins. And we still keep it in case something happens. But Allah Ta'ala was very kind. Nothing happened, alhamdulillah. But we got so much yaqeen stuck now in those few coins. That he's going to save my life. He's going to save my life. But we know in the fluctuation up and down, then even we have heart attack now. What happened? The gold price dropped now. Thought I'll sell now. It's giving us more heart attacks, more anxiety. More anxiety because we're connected, our hearts are connected to one thing. The connection is there. So the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gone weak. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كل لأن أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الله العز الأكرم يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا القوة المتين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا أو كريم رحيم الله حليم الله most tolerant الله أو كريم رحيم الله give us understanding of Allah give us the reality of all His beautiful أعمال of Allah open our hearts of Allah يا الله وحاسة become drunk يا الله become drowned يا الله in the love of dunya أو كريم رحيم الله remove our hearts change the condition of our hearts of Allah The hasid you give Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what they understood of the beautiful amal and the month of Ramadan, umayla. Give us a fraction of their understanding, umayla. The fikr, ya Allah, for our own Islam, for the entire humanity till the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, open our hearts, open our minds, open our understanding. Oh my Allah, we have invested so much in dunya. Ya Allah, we have mastered the signs of dunya, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, the heart has become blind, ya Allah. The imani eyes have become blind, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Only you can do the surgery, O my Allah. You open it, Ya Allah. We have the desire. We have the shock. We have, Ya Allah, that interest. Ya Allah, but we are weak physically. Ya Allah, spiritually we are weak, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us the strength, O my Allah. O fawidu amri ila Allah. Ya Allah, we hand our matter and affairs to you. Ya Allah, you open our minds, O my Allah. Ya Allah, show us the noor of iman. Ya Allah, show us the sirat mustaqim. What is the correct thing to do? How to do it? When to do it? Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, there were so many in the past, oh my Allah. Overnight they became your friends and awliya. Ya Allah, they were intoxicated the night before. By morning, Ya Allah, they became your friends. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, it's something difficult for you to make us your friends, O my Allah. Allah, we have come here, Allah, in your home, at your doorstep, O my Allah, at your threshold, O my Allah, as beggars, O my Allah, as beggars, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know how to beg in the first place, O Kareem Rahim Allah. We have nothing to offer to you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. The only things we have is sins. And we feel ashamed, O my Allah, to even mention the sins that we have done, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we make i'tiraf, we acknowledge, we confess, O Kareem Rahim Allah. We have nothing to hide from you. Oh my Allah, you gave us, ya Allah, our faculties and our limbs. We abused it, oh my Allah. We misused it, oh my Allah. You broke your commands, oh my Allah. And then too, you overlooked, ya Allah, you turned a blind eye. Like we never did anything. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we confess to you. We acknowledge, ya Allah, that we are sinful. And we need help, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we need help, oh my Allah. Our hearts have become sick. They have become intoxicated. And we, ya Allah, we haven't understood, ya Allah. We forgot that we forgot, oh my Allah. We don't know which way we are going in life. Ya Allah, you pull us towards you, O my Allah, with your power of jazb and pull. O my Allah, even though we don't want to, O my Allah, then too we know we have to meet you one day. We have to stand before you. You will take our accountability. Ya Allah, there will be no way to run to. There will be no way to hide, O my Allah. Our records will be open every day, time, second. O my Allah, the place, the venue, whatever was done will all be recorded. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, we ask you to forgive us, oh my Allah, in the beautiful nights of Ramadan. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah, give us true iman like the iman of Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Ya Allah, what power they had in the amal, in the iman. Ya Allah, how they became your beloved, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, you will say, Allahumma la aisha illa aishul akhirah. Ya Allah, there is no life besides the life of akhirah, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make us, ya Allah, talibul akhirah. Make us do the desire akhirah, oh my Allah. That we divorce as well, O my Allah, according to, ya Allah, according to need we use the dunya and the world. Ya Allah, give this reality to our wives, to our children, to our families, the entire ummah, that we are here, O my Allah, to connect to you, to come to you, to love you, O my Allah. Our hearts are only for you. Ya Allah, you design these hearts for your muhabbat and your love, but we sold them to dunya. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, call back our hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you come into our hearts, we know they are contaminated, they are dirty and they are filthy. Ya Allah, only you can clean them out, O my Allah. Ya Allah, all the, ya Allah, the detergents of the hearts, ya Allah, it is your control, in your qudrat. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us true iman, true taqwa, true love, ya Allah, of amal of deen, true love for you, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the zamana has passed long from the time of Nubuwat, O my Allah. But then too, we believe in you, believe in Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah, revive our dead hearts, O my Allah. Change the condition of our hearts, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us the strength, imani strength, O my Allah, to stand before you, to perform salah with enjoyment, open our tongues to Quran Sharif and our hearts and our minds. To your dhikr, O my Allah, to khidmat, to da'wah, ta'lim and ta'allum. Ya Allah, to lay our lives down, ya Allah. Ya Allah, for the fikr and concern of your deen for the ummah. O Kareem Rahim Allah, accept us, O my Allah. Accept us, O my Allah. Accept us, O my Allah. Even though we don't want to, then to O Kareem Rahim Allah, pull us toward you and accept us. Accept our homes, accept our households, accept our families and our children. Change the environments within our homes. Our extended families, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Make the commands come alive in our homes. Ya Allah, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give us a beautiful deeni life. We enjoy ourselves, O my Allah, within the limitations of Sharia, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us, ya Allah, the full reward of the month of Ramadan, and even more, ya Allah, you akramul akrameen. We are the weakest of the weak ones, ya Allah. You are the most strong, the most powerful. Antumul faqara ila Allah. Ya Allah, we are faqara. We are registered beggars in your court, ya Allah. There's nowhere else we can beg but besides you. Ya Allah, we beg you in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hands. Give us the strength of iman. Save us from ma'asiyat. Ya Allah, save us from your disobedience, oh my Allah. Make your disobedience difficult upon us, oh my Allah. And make your obedience easy for us, oh my Allah. Make it enjoyable for us, oh my Allah. That we wait into ya Allah. Come to the masjid. To spend time in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to leave our homes and families like Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, whatever jais, hajat and needs our brothers that have come have within their lives and their hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you fulfill it from your khazana and your treasures. All those, ya Allah, that are sitting at home, young boys, young girls, ya Allah, marriageable age, ya Allah. You know what they cleave, what trouble they are going through. They have lost hope, they have become despondent, O my Allah. Your treasures are very vast, O my Allah. You can make happy as you want to. Ya Allah, from your treasure, O my Allah, you send for them suitable spouses, O my Allah, that will take care of them in those homes. where the hearts are ripped apart, O my Allah. Ya Allah, this dissension, Ya Allah, this arguments, O my Allah. You create muhabbat, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, save the ummah from jadu and sihar and witchcraft and all these evils around, from the hasad of the hasidin, from the people of evil eyes, O my Allah, from the jealousy of the jealous ones, O my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the ummah, protect our homes, protect our families, protect our businesses, protect our iman and amal, our masajid, our makatib, our khanqas, our marakiz, Ya Allah. Make this shima a great success, O my Allah, that all the complete deen becomes alive in the entire world till the day of Qiyamah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Amin. The next program will start at 10:30, inshallah. Brothers are requested to make quick in our getting ready, inshallah, for the next program. And for tomorrow, inshallah, after Zuhr Salah, we'll have a practical demonstration on Salah, inshallah. Tomorrow after Zuhr, we do practical namaz, inshallah. And about masail on wuzu, taharat, ghusl, and Salah, etc. Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, inshallah.